Chapter 8, Fashionistas. When I first got this assignment at my senior center memoir group to write on fashion, I thought I'd write a poem. You know, fashion, passion, cash on. Then I decided, the heck with that, too much work, and working without any payoff, well, why do it? I'm all of that old school. If it doesn't rhyme, it's not poetry. And rhyming takes thinking, and thinking takes work. So enough of that. Let's get down to brass facts. What's fashionable in the U.S.? Well, wars are always fashionable. Every president has to have one. Can't have wimp on his resume. But can't figure out war's attraction to the rest of us. And it's interesting how fashions in wars change. Soldiers in the Vietnam War were called baby killers and spit on. Now soldiers are sacrificing heroes. But let's take it from another angle. What used to be unfashionable and is now fashionable? Sex is the only thing I can think of offhand that was once unfashionable, but now is not. I mean, sex has always been in, except it wasn't talked about or advertised much, except in code, as dangerous. But now the code has been broken. Maybe the birth control pill did it, because sex is everywhere now. But probably when we speak of fashion, we're speaking of appearance and the grade we give it, A, B, C, and D. Some are A appearances and some are D's. None are F's. Although pink, blue, and purple hair are a D-. Every age has its own standards. Well, first the fashion look for men. I see a lot of guys running around town covered in tattoos, but not many older men. Although I do know several men in my age range, especially if they were in the Navy during the war, who have tattoos. And all of them, without exception, bemoan their tattoos. And why didn't someone stop me, they complain. Which brings me to schools. Why don't they have a class that tells kids, don't do anything you might regret later? But of course it wouldn't work, as they are never going to get old, remember, and have any regrets. Anyhow, in 10 years, our current tattoo fashion will be passé, and whoopee, the money some will make getting rid of those babies. Ah, but fashion, who can resist it? It's in our nervous system. Another consideration, those tattoos may become obsolete even sooner than 10 years. As I've read, since Barack became president, thugs with tattoos may have lost some of their sexy appeal. For example, short hair, even shaved heads are in. Pants are up around the waist, and the ability to understand calculus is in fashion too. What's the matter, girls? Don't you know dumb is in fashion now? So eventually tattoos will go and wars should go, but they will stay, maybe even amped up, unless we have a peace-loving government, contractors from the Pentagon get a new line of work, or more likely than any of that, we have an apocalypse of some sort, like a microbe. So enough tattoos. What's with the fashion for the elderly? Well, surgery is now in fashion. Finding that fresh visage of youth is very in. Ponce de Leon came to America looking for the fountain of youth. Didn't find it, but did find Florida. I'm told we can find the fountain of youth in New York and Hollywood. Lots of the elderly go to Florida. Sorry, buddy, the fountain's not there. Although that Hollywood or New York surgery may cost you more than it cost Ponce de Leon to get a fleet from Spain to Florida and back to Spain again. But speaking of plastic surgery, I like this idea of taking fat out of our butts and recycling it into our faces. This is about the best recycling I've come across. But forget that. Here's some do's and don'ts for those who don't want to mortgage their houses to make that trip to New York in order to shave off some years. These tips come from Darla. Her knowledge in this fashion field is incomparable. So here's some tips from her. I'm not going to give you the usual diet and exercise lecture as, one, I can't remember what Darla said, and two, diets and dietitians change their mind every couple of years. Now chocolate, a big no-no in my youth, is good for you, good for high blood pressure. And protein, a big yes in my youth, is now out. It puts a layer of fat in your arteries. So I don't pay any attention to what I eat, as everything changes to glucose once it hits the bloodstream anyway. And as for Darla's tips on diet and exercise, she's put on a few pounds or sizes since she got out of the beauty business and isn't the best consultant in this area. As for exercise, after about age 60, it doesn't do anything for longevity. And that's probably true, as overall, men get more exercise than women, but women live longer. Hair for old eyes, according to Darla, is a worry, and a comb-over won't do it. You're fooling no one but yourself. So it's either a transplant, a wig, or a complete shave-off, which girls find pretty sexy, as all the action heroes on TV are shaving their heads. These new stem cells they've discovered on the top of the head may someday reverse baldness. Had to include this not very nice joke I heard about baldness. If you're bald in front, you're a thinker. If you're bald in back, you're sexy. If you're bald in the front and back, you think you're sexy. Gray hair on a guy is distinguished. On a woman, it says she's liberated. And long hair on an older woman sends out the message, I'd like to be younger, but this is the best I can do. About clothes, t-shirts, plain, no advertisements displaying your politics or favorite team on your t-shirt. Sneakers, new term for tennis shoes, are comfortable and okay for practically any occasion except funeral. According to Dara, much of the male look was patterned after the military. And after the plague in 1600, there was an austerity period which changed the male look to simplicity. Pants over the boots came from the Russian Cossacks. Shoulder pads came from the bars officers wear on their uniforms to signify their rank. Draped clothes were out, as fitted clothes for men were more comfortable under their armor. Nerd couture consists of, and it's most important, dark framed glasses. And then a t-shirt, jeans, and a cardigan worn open in the front. As for women, their toolkit is their underwear drawer and closets. Men's are their hairbrush and razor. Coco Chanel established the look for women. Simplicity, the little black dress or the pantsuit. And one overall color, or different shades of one color, as most slimming. And what woman doesn't want to look slimmer? And so women, semi-fitted clothes, all one color, will take off the pounds. For women, slacks are okay for almost any occasion. Hillary Clinton does it, funeral occasions accepted. Unless you have thick ankles or legs with elephant asses in the lymph nodes and need a cover-up, then silky slacks are okay for dress-up. And by the way, fashionista is a term used to describe a stylish sophisticate. And with a little help, we can all be fashionistas. Or we can also remain a huddle of Puritans.